besides their number. In some other countries, it's rare to see police and prison officials protesting. They are considered an essential service. But unions in South Africa say they want to pressure the government into addressing the rising cost of living.
So you have workers that are slavering on a day-to-day basis, selling their labor, and at the end of the day, there's nothing that they're able to put at the table to take care of their families.
Workers have rejected a 3% wage increase, saying it's not enough to help them cope higher food and fuel prices.
The World Bank considers South Africa one of the most unequal countries in the world. Many people here are finding it hard to make ends meet. The economy doesn't seem to be improving, and more unions are threatening to go on strike in the coming weeks.
South Africa's crippling power cuts are also fueling public frustration. Electricity can go off for hours a day here, reducing business productivity, which could lead to job losses.
With the very high levels of unemployment that we experience in South Africa in the moment, especially if we're looking at around the 36% mark, looking at economic growth at like 0.7% economic growth, we do not have enough growth to actually be driving the South African economy the way we need in order to not only reduce that unemployment, but be able to create sufficient, shall we say, jobs or lifestyles for people to be able to survive.
Moloko Mokubedi managed to make a few dollars selling food to some of the demonstrators. She understands why people are angry.
I can't afford rent. My kids are at school. There are days I feel hopeless here.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is not attending this week's UN General Assembly meeting in New York, saying he's going to tackle the electricity crisis and other challenges facing the country. It seems Africa's most industrialized economy is in trouble as more and more South Africans grow increasingly frustrated. Haruma Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Pretoria.